lobs in corner of the end zone. Caught. Throws it, intercepted. It's going to go. 35, 30. He's going to get tackled short of the first down. Touchdown, Giants!
Welcome to another edition of Giants Rewind. I'm Bob Papa. Over the next half hour, we'll look back at the Giants' loss to the Atlanta Falcons. I've got two-time Super Bowl champion with me, Carl Banks. And Carl, Atlanta gets the ball first. Giants defer to the second half. They get a nice drive going, hit a couple third downs. And then Robert Ayers deflects a pass on third down. And the Giants' defense holds and doesn't allow Atlanta to get a touchdown.
And that was important, too, not to allow Atlanta on the board first and get your offense back on the field knowing you're going to get it in the second half.
Giants get the ball back. They start a pretty good drive, but you get false start penalties in here. And you know, it's a long drive, but they don't get a lot of yards. They start at their own 20. They wind up punting the football from their own 39-yard line. One of the problems is after a positive play, they wind up getting a negative play. You know, the running game, trying to get something going, not running the ball consistently.
Well, I think that is a big problem with getting a rhythm offensively, to be able to have balance. But number one, if you have a positive play and then you get a penalty, you're actually starting all over with more yards to gain. So I think they need to get, number one, the running game going in the right direction, but also eliminate the penalties, the things that will stall your drive.
Atlanta takes over possession at their own 14-yard line. And, Carl, they hit a third and one. And they were able to get Coleman. He was able to run around left end. It looked like the Giants had that stop. Then the real backbreaker, third and 10, and Jacob Tammy, the tight end, gets free for 13 yards. Those are the things that really hurt, isn't it?
Well, they're exploiting the inexperience at the linebacker position, but when you have a third and 10, there has to be a combination of things. Number one, good coverage and a good pass rush. You don't want to have your quarterback, the opposing quarterback, with so much time, he can find a Jacob Tammet and when all the other receivers are covered.
So Atlanta is facing a third down at the Giants' 12-yard line, a third and 8 when they're trying to convert yet again.
Ryan in a shotgun set, two receivers right. Ryan back, has time, over the middle to the goal line, and he completes it to Hankerson for the touchdown. Looks like Hankerson, the ball, he might not have been in. I don't think the ball ever broke.
Oh, the ball's, wow. Ball's at the 1 yard line.
Hankerson thought he had a touchdown. Instead, they put the ball at the one, and Tevin Coleman runs it in. So the Giants are down 7-0. But again, Carl, it's a third down pass play that the Giants, you know, third and 8, they give up 11, setting up first and goal at the one.
Again, the defense has to eventually get off the field on third down. But that happens when you can get a negative play on first or second down, which the Giants have got to be better at.
Giants on the next kickoff. Looked like Dwayne Harris had a crease. He slips and falls. So the first quarter ends with the Giants down 7-0 and a Rashad Jennings 1 yard run. We'll tell you about the second quarter when we return to Giants Rewind here on the MSG Networks after this.
What's your play 60?
Welcome back to Giants Rewind. We start the second quarter. Giants down to the Falcons, 7-0. And, Carl, Giants start to get some rhythm on offense. Third and 9, Odell Beckham Jr. with a 10-yard catch. And then third and 5, Manning throws one down the left sideline. And Odell Beckham Jr. looked like Willie Mays with an over-the-shoulder catch for a first down and a gain of 26.
That's when your offense gets in rhythm and you get the ball to the playmaker. You just put it out there and he shows what he can do.
The Giants, now they have an opportunity to attack, but they get stalled at the 15-yard line. But Tom Coughlin says, we're going for it on 4th and 2. They run Jennings up the middle. He's got a first down, but a penalty on Dwayne Harris.
Well, again, procedural penalties, the things that kill your momentum. And going for it on 4th down, they must have had a real good feeling about what was going on offensively, and they wanted to keep the momentum. But one guy, you know, somewhere along the line, didn't get set, and there you have it. It was negated.
Josh Brown winds up kicking a 38-yard field goal, so the Giants trail in the football game by a score of 7-3. Atlanta gets the ball back at their own 20. They hit a big third and one pass play to Devontae Freeman out of the backfield. On a third and three, they try a deep pass to Julio Jones, but they call holding on Tremaine McBride, which keeps the drive alive. But the Giants' defense stiffens, Carl. Big play in this sequence. Third and seven at the Giants' 24. Matt Ryan's under pressure, throws one to the end zone. Jonathan Casillas has an opportunity for an interception, and he drops it.
Well, those are the things you need. When those opportunities present themselves, especially when your defense is kind of on its heels, when you get an opportunity to make a play, you've got to convert on that.
Matt Bryan comes on and kicks a 42-yard field goal, so the Falcons' lead is back to seven. It's 10-3. Giants start at their own 20-yard line. Incomplete pass on first down. Second and 10 from the Giants' 20-yard line. Eli Manning with a 5-yard pass to Preston Parker. So this sets up a big third and five for the Giants, and one of the new Giants comes in clutch.
Manning in a shotgun set, drops straight back to throw. Sidearms it underneath. Caught by Green, bounces off a tackle up the right sideline, and he's got a first down. Chased out of bounds at the 34. The short tackling Moore got the hit on him, but Vereen fought for the first down.
I thought Shane Vereen did very well, and you see why he's here. He had a very, very good game, and again, it would have been nice to have enough time to take advantage of him in that last couple of sequences there, which we weren't able to do. But he did play well.
Carl, tremendous effort by Shane Vereen to sidestep defenders and get 8 yards when you needed five to keep the drive alive.
Well, knowing where the sticks are, running a good route, getting everything the way it should be and letting him do what he does best is get first downs.
He gets the first down, fresh set of downs for the Giants, and they make the Falcons pay.
Empty set for Manning. Takes the snap, he's back to throw. Zips it over the middle, caught by Odell Beckham Jr. Races out of a tackle, he's to the races. 30, 20, 15, 10, 5. Touchdown, Giants. 67 yards, Odell Beckham Jr. Manning put it right on him. Once the safety missed, no one's catching Odell Beckham Jr.
Carl, Eli Manning makes a perfect throw to Odell Beckham Jr. over the linebacker. He has protection, and then Odell Beckham Jr. takes care of the rest.
Yeah, great timing route. The route was perfect. The pass was perfect. And, again, he just did the rest.
Snap of a finger. The Giants have now tied the game up at 10. Defense responds. They get a three and out. So the Giants get the ball back with 2:28 to go in the half. They get the ball to midfield, but the Giants aren't able to do anything with it. So they punt the ball to Atlanta. Interesting scenario here. Atlanta throws the ball twice out of the three downs pinned deep, which gives the Giants an opportunity for a late score at the end of the half.
Well, yeah, I think they were trying to get out from the shadows of the goalpost, but they wanted to take their shots and see if they can catch the Giants off guard.
Giants take over with 58 seconds to go in the half. Manning with a 6-yard pass play to Vereen. So now the Giants have the ball to midfield. They have it in Atlanta territory. Manning with a big 18-yard scramble. But then they can't hook up with Odell Beckham Jr. They get an offensive holding call. The Giants wind up kicking a field goal. But they go to the locker room up 13-10 in a first half in which Odell Beckham Jr. had 6 catches for 139 yards. So the Giants have the lead going to the 1990 celebration at halftime at MetLife Stadium. We'll tell you about the third quarter when we return to Giants Rewind after this.
For all these players and coaches, this championship trophy represents a very memorable day in our lives and occupies a big place in Giant history. We're glad to get back together, share it with each other, celebrate it with you, and we thank all you Giant fans, me personally, for your undying support for all the years. Thanks a lot. Go Giants!
Welcome back to Giants Rewind. We get set for the start of the third quarter. Giants up 13-10. MetLife Stadium enjoying the halftime ceremony, celebrating the 25th anniversary of the 1990 Super Bowl champion Giants. And the Giants, remember, had deferred to the second half to get the ball. And Carl, nice start to the third quarter. They hit a third and one, Jennings with a 2-yard run. Then on a big third and five, Shane Vereen, he makes a big play for the Giants. It turns out to be a 37-yard catch and run. That's why they brought him here.
Exactly. You run the receivers off. Now the receivers, Odell Beckham has their attention. You can run him out of the backfield, and he's got a lot of room to work with.
Giants on a 1st and 10 at the 16. Preston Parker with a 6-yard catch after an incompletion. Eli Manning facing a 3rd and 4 at the Atlanta 10. Gets enough time, and the Giants widen their lead.
Manning back to throw. Looks, rolls to his right, now throws into the end zone. Diving catch made for the touchdown. What a diving catch by Donnell.
Oh, he's smiling now. He's good. Hey.
9 plays, 69 yards, and the Giants are up 10, 20 to 10. And a nice catch by Donnell, having a layout for it, and Eli put it right where it was the perfect spot for Donnell.
Yeah, once again, good timing route, but very good velocity on the football, and Eli avoiding the linebackers across the middle.
Atlanta now trying to respond, but on 2nd down, Cullen Jenkins gets a sack. 3 and out go the Atlanta Falcons. So the Giants get the ball back at their own 34-yard line, Carl, and Andre Williams rips off a 35-yard run for the Giants. So immediately, in one play, the Giants are in Atlanta territory. 3rd and 7, Vereen off the left side. He goes for 12 yards. Giants have it 1st and 10 at the 16. Williams for 2, then a pass play to Parker for 6. So now it's 3rd and 2 at the 8-yard line. Giants are leading by 10, and they've got an opportunity to really put the hammer in the Atlanta Falcons.
Manning takes the snap, back to throw. Has time, pumps, looks, now gets hit from behind, fumbled the football, and the Falcons looks like they have it at the 9. So the Giants, with a good drive, come up empty.
You know, we had a good drive going. I don't know if we would have got the touchdown right there. I was kind of, you know, buying some time. I was about to, you know, throw it to Reuben Randall there in the left side of the end zone. He was scrambling for me, and that's kind of, you know, I was getting ready to pull it back, and that's when I got hit. So, you know, it would have been tough. It would have been nice to get the field goal there, but just can't afford turnovers down there in the red zone.
Worst case scenario for the Giants, at least you get a field goal there. You go up 13. Instead, they come up empty. Time for our second look with Carl Banks. And, Carl, it's 3rd and 2 at the 8-yard line, and there were some options there for Eli Manning.
Well, yeah, and the number one option is do not turn it over. You have 2 yards to get a 1st down, so you don't even have to score here. But let's just take a look at the decision-making from the beginning and see how this plays out. When you look in the middle of the end zone, there's an open guy. Eli is trying to wait for either Reuben Randall or Larry Donnell to uncover here. Neither guy does, but he makes a decision to not protect the ball as he's moving. Again, we'll run it. He slides to his left here.
So now, Carl, in this situation right here, he doesn't throw it to Donnell because of the linebacker 54?
Right. As you see, 54 there is ready to really put a big shot on him. So once that happens, if Eli tucks this ball and runs for the 2 yards, now Donnell becomes a blocker, or he'll draw the defenders to him and he can dump it right over their head.
Parker is sitting right there in the middle of the defense because the 2 linebackers come over to Donnell.
He's waving his hands, but now Eli's not looking there. He slid away from that side, so he's got to either protect the football and run for the 2 yards, make Donnell his blocker, or he's going to draw both defenders and he'll be able to uncover Donnell by way of his threat to run.
So the Giants come up empty on that drive, that second look with Carl Banks. Atlanta starts at their own 9-yard line, and right away, busted coverage, Jacob Tammy with a 41-yard catch. Before you know it, it's 1st and 10. It's the Giants' 21-yard line. The quarter ends with a Freeman 4-yard run. The Giants lead by 10, but Atlanta's threatening. We'll tell you about the fourth quarter after this. Back here on Giants Rewind, we start the fourth quarter. Giants lead the Falcons 20-10. Atlanta, though, after the Giant fumble at the end of the third quarter, they have the ball in Giants territory. They hit on a 3rd and 1. On a 1st and 10 at the 11, it looks like Devontae Freeman has an 11-yard touchdown. Tammy's call for holding, so it comes off the board. But they quickly get 11 yards back on the 1st and 20. Next thing you know, it's 3rd and 9 at the Giants' 10. And once again, Matt Ryan makes the Giants pay.
Ryan out of a shotgun set. He's back to throw. He has time. Throws to the back of the end zone. And it's caught for the touchdown. Hankerson got it. So Atlanta converts the Manning fumble into a 91-yard drive.
So a huge swing. Hankerson with the touchdown catch. It looked like McBride almost mistimed his jump a little bit.
Yeah, again, defense in position there, Bob, but the timing was off. And that's where when you need to keep him out of the end zone, you've got to make sure everything is working correctly. But, you know, another step or sooner, he knocks the ball down.
Time for the Giants offense to respond now because it's 20-17. The Giants get a break on a 3rd and 5. Manning gets sacked. But he fumbles the football forward. Larry Donnell recovers it, so it's a first down for the Giants at the 41-yard line. The Giants continue to move the ball downfield, now facing a 3rd and 2 at the Atlanta 38-yard line, Carl. They try to run the football with Rashad Jennings, but Donnell doesn't throw a block. Jennings winds up losing a yard. That's the kind of first down you got to make with your run game.
Well, especially when you're in this part of the football game, too, you need a block. You need to get your offense going, and you know, a blown assignment or a missed block certainly gives the defense more momentum now.
Giants punt the ball away. Dwayne Harris fields it at the 2. So Atlanta needs a long field. There's 8 minutes to go in the game, but right away they hit an 18-yard pass play to Julio Jones. They're able to convert another 3rd and 10. This one, Hankerson goes for 20 yards on the reception. Giants get a sack from Robert Ayers, and Atlanta flips the field. They get the ball out to the 46. They punt the ball away. So the Giants start 1st and 10 at their own 36. Andre Williams for 1. Donnell with a 2-yard catch. Atlanta uses their second timeout. So now the Giants are in a 3rd and 7 situation, coming off the timeout. And the Giants get called for delay of game here, Carl, which is just unexcusable considering it's coming off a timeout. So 3rd and 7 becomes 3rd and 12, whole different play call.
Well, it is a different play call, but just think about how you've just stunted your momentum. They've got to be able to have everything in place so when that referee signals the clock to start, they should be ready to go.
Giants punt the ball away. Weems with a 10-yard return. 3:12 to go in the game, and Atlanta trailing by 3 starts 1st and 10 at their own 30-yard line. And because the Giants didn't convert the 3rd and 1, because they turned it over at the end of the third quarter, it's a different mindset for Atlanta down by 3, knowing that, hey, listen, in this situation, I mean, we can get a touchdown, but if we get a field goal, at least we've got it tied up as opposed to having to get the touchdown to win.
Yeah, exactly right. They put themselves in a position knowing that they got a couple key stops from their defense. Now, offensively, they knew they could get some things on the Giants, so just getting in the field goal range gave them an opportunity to win the game.
Wanyonga had a chance for an interception on a 2nd down pass play. Did not get his helmet turned around, so that was incomplete. Then 3rd and 6 from the Atlanta 45. Remember, it's 2-down territory. Hankerson, again, hurting the Giants. He has a 17-yard catch. So that sets up 1st and 10 at the Giants' 38-yard line with 1:53 to go.
Ryan in a shotgun set. Calls out signals. Giants bring a blitz off the edge. They pick it up. Ryan with the deep shot for Julio Jones down the left sideline, who makes the catch into the end zone for the touchdown. They ran the deep route to Jones. He beat Prince Amukamara. And now the touchdown is under further review. The question is, was he down? Yeah, he hits him on the backside. You know what? They're gonna put him down at the 1.
Because they've been throwing slants, and a dart is just like a one step in, and they've been throwing that a lot. So I just have to make better judgment. I was playing for that, and he just released outside, and who is a 4-3, 4-4 guy, and just if he has one step and I don't get, and no one gets hands on him on the line, he's gonna go. So that was the case.
So the Jones touchdown overturned, but then on the second play after that, Devontae Freeman runs it in, ruled a touchdown on the field. No way you can overturn that. So the Giants give up the big play, and Prince Amukamara admitted after the game that, you know, they had been running the slants, and he kind of was playing for the slant, and Jones went over the top.
Again, when you need to make a play, you have to be alert. And the reason they were running the slants with a guy who can take the top off of defense to get you to start focusing on slants. But as long as you have the threat of a Julio Jones that can go vertical, you should never be fooled into just expecting a slant, because when you do, they see it and they go over the top.
In his career, counting the postseason, Eli Manning with 31 fourth quarter comebacks. There's plenty of time. There's a minute 14 to go. Giants start at their own 20-yard line. Couple of incomplete passes, but one of them is a pass interference. as Odell Beckham Jr., who had not really been targeted much, draws the interference. So the Giants, with a minute two to go in the game, need a touchdown, but they have first and 10 at midfield. But now you start getting an errant pass, a drop pass. Donnell would have been a tough catch, but down the seam, able to make the
big
catch.
Big target, got to make it.
Then on the final play, on the fourth down play, again, Manning throws one to the left. Hard catch for Parker, obviously with his momentum and everything else, but he had hands on the football.
Bob, when you're trying to win a football game, you got to be able to make the hard catches. The easy ones are the ones that you're expected to. But when the game is on the line and you have an opportunity, you got to do what you have to do to get it.
Huge disappointment for the Giants. They were in control of this football game. The final score, Atlanta 24, the Giants 20. Now a short week, and the Giants will play the Redskins on Thursday Night Football. For Carl Banks and our entire crew, I'm Bob Papa. We'll be back next week right here on the MSG Networks for another edition of Giants Rewind.
Looking for Giants tickets? Visit NFL Ticket Exchange, powered by Ticketmaster, the official resale marketplace where fans buy and sell Giants tickets.